Thank you, Des. And you were talking about high ticket prices and high hotel prices. Well, it turns out Ireland is now the second most expensive country in the whole of the EU for goods and services. That's according to the EU statistics agency Eurostat. Only Denmark is more expensive than Ireland. And for more on this, we're joined now by Dara Cassidy from the price comparison website bonkers.ie. Much of a surprise, Dara?
No, I don't think so, Anya. I think most listeners will know that Ireland is an expensive place to live, and these latest figures from Eurostat confirm that. Prices here are 38% above the EU average. So it's a big difference, and the gap seems to be widening, because back in 2015, prices were 28% above average. And as you said, only Denmark now has more expensive prices in the EU.
Now, there is lies in statistics.
Yes.
It depends on the way you look at this. For instance, you factor in the salaries that people get paid in Ireland, and how does our cost of living compare then?
You know, for sure. And we need to remember that Ireland is obviously not a low wage country. We do have high wages. And I think when you factor in the higher wages, the price differential isn't quite as big. But are our wages 38% above the EU average? Maybe not. But also some of the price differentials are very, very big. So, for example, we have the most expensive alcohol and tobacco in the EU, which is 205% of the EU average. And even just stripping out tobacco, the price of alcohol here is 198% of the EU average. Our restaurant prices and our hotel prices are the second highest in the EU. They're 29% above average. And we also have high grocery prices as well. Food and non-alcoholic drink prices here are around 15% above average. So look, they're big, big price differentials. But as you said, Anya, we do have higher wages here in Ireland, which does, of course, cushion some of that impact.
The one you hear people talking about a lot recently are the grocery prices and the energy prices. We know there was an inflation spike during COVID, but inflation overall may have come down, but people are still living with those high prices, and not much of a sign they'll be coming down anytime soon.
No, not really, unfortunately. Now, our grocery prices have improved a little bit compared to the EU average, if people are looking for some good news. So as I said, they're now around 15% above the EU average. But back in 2020 and 2021, they were around 21% above average. So there has been an improvement. I kind of call that the Aldi and the Lidl effect. But our energy prices are still very, very high. And according to Eurostat, when you look at gas, electricity and fuels and petrol and diesel, our prices are the third highest in the EU. Unfortunately, that doesn't look like changing anytime soon. Wholesale energy prices still remain very, very high. And in Ireland, for example, gas prices are still close to double the level they were at only 3 or 4 years ago. And unfortunately, that doesn't look like changing anytime soon. And of course, we've had a lot of energy credits to cushion us from the impact of high energy prices over the past few years. And it does look as if they're going to have to end.
Which will all make the argument, won't it, about cost of living supports in the run-up to the budget, which people have become accustomed to in previous budgets, being told this time they won't be on the table. But certainly the pressure is likely to continue for them, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I think so. Particularly energy prices, which, as I said, remain very, very high. I guess the government in some ways is caught between a rock and a hard place. We know that there's pressures coming down the road. Ishka Aaron, ESB, everyone seems to be asking for huge sums of money. We also, of course, have a huge housing crisis, which seems to go from bad to worse. So the government has a lot of demands, you know, on its plate. And I think the feeling will be that maybe the money isn't there to spend another 6, 7, 8 billion euro on these one-off measures. But I do think in the lead up to the budget, there is going to be pressure on the government, particularly when you look at figures like this. But I think maybe the measures this year will need to be more targeted than they have been in previous years. So maybe no more universal energy credits and maybe no more universal child benefit increases. But I think maybe some support will be needed.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for that. That's Dara Cassidy from the price comparison site, bonkers.ie.